Baby John deserves the truth, so said Superintendent Flora Murphy 5 years ago when Gardaí announced a review into the death of an infant baby boy whose body was found on a lonely beach in Carrasaveen in County Kerry on the 14th of April 1984. The baby had multiple stab wounds. The discovery of baby John's body led on to the Kerry Babies Tribunal, which looked into the Garda handling of the case and how a young local woman, Joanne Hayes, was wrongly implicated in the murder. Now the review into the unsolved Kerry Babies case has taken a dramatic turn with the arrest of two people, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s last night. Before we talk to our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who's in County Kerry this morning, let's hear how the sad discovery of the baby boy was first reported in 1984 by the late RTE newscaster Colm Murray.
A newborn baby boy has been found dead near Carrasaveen in County Kerry. The body was found abandoned on the White Strand, about 3 miles from the town, and a post-mortem is being carried out by the state pathologist, Dr. John Harbison. The baby is believed to have died about 3 days ago.
Pascal Sheehy is with us now. He's in Castle Island. And Pascal, for people who remember 1980s Ireland, the Kerry Babies case is seared in the memory. Will you tell us first about baby John, the discovery of his body back in 1984, and how we have got to those arrests last night of a man and a woman?
Well, Mary, this is undoubtedly one of the most tragic, sad and enduring mysteries of our time. It's coming up on the 39th anniversary of the discovery of baby John on White Strand in Carrasaveen on the 14th of April 1984. He was discovered lifeless in a bag and he had been stabbed 28 times. And to this day, his parents have never been identified, and the identity of the person or persons who murdered him similarly has not been, it remains a mystery. The two people who were arrested are a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s. They were arrested just after tea time last night under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. That allows Gardaí to hold them, detain them for 24 hours, excluding rest periods. Now, they have both been taken to Castle Island Garda Station. The regular Gardaí who report to Castle Island Garda Station have all been moved to other stations nearby Farranfore and elsewhere. And the cold case review team, which consists of some local detectives and detectives from the serious crime review team, they moved into Castle Island prior to last night's arrest. And that's where they are being, the two people are being questioned today. There is a lot of secrecy, I suppose you could describe it, surrounding, well, it's difficult to ascertain information in relation to this. And I suppose given the background to this in the past and the manner in which the original Garda investigation was handled, it is very clear that a substantial effort is underway now to make sure that everything is done properly in this investigation. This time, we have learned that in addition to thousands of hours of investigation by the cold case review team, hundreds of people have been interviewed and more than 500 lines of inquiry have been followed. All the Gardaí are saying in relation to the location of the arrests of the two people is that they were arrested in Munster. I understand that both of them were arrested in Kerry, and Gardaí are not saying at this stage if they were arrested together or if they were arrested separately. Mm.
It is, Pascal, a complex and complicated case. We'll try and break it down. Let's first, though, start with those words from Flora Murphy, the superintendent, in 2018, when this review really, really began, when he said, baby John deserves the truth. What do we know from 2018 about the trajectory of that investigation?
Well, we know that advances in forensic science were going to play a key role in that investigation. Superintendent Flora Murphy, when he apologised to Joanne Hayes at that stage, he also revealed that a full DNA profile had been obtained from samples retained from the original post-mortem examination in April 1984. Notwithstanding that, later that year in September, the remains of baby John were exhumed from the Holy Cross Cemetery in Carrick-Sy-Veen, where he had been buried. They were brought to the morgue at University Hospital, Kerry in Tralee. Further samples were taken there to build a full DNA profile of baby John. And around that time as well, or in between April and September, Gardaí asked a number of people what was described to me at the time as a small but significant group of people to volunteer DNA samples themselves. Now, I understand most of these samples were taken from women and most were taken in the South Kerry area. And Gardaí and Superintendent Flora Murphy made it clear at that time, and indeed repeated last night, that Gardaí believe that the answers to resolving the mystery about baby John's death lay in the Carrick-Sy-Veen area and the surrounding area.
And so we'll be talking to you, Pascal, and others in more detail later on. But you mentioned Joanne Hayes. In brief here now, just introduce us to how we got from a baby on a beach in Carrick-Sy-Veen to Joanne Hayes and her family in North Kerry.
So baby John was baby John's body was discovered on White Strand in Carrick-Sy-Veen on April 13th, 1984. At the same time, Joanne Hayes had given birth to another baby who she called Shane, and that baby was buried on her family farm in Abbeydorney in North Kerry. Gardaí became aware that Joanne Hayes had recently given birth to a baby, and she was arrested and questioned at Tralee Garda station in relation to that. She insisted that she did not know about baby John, anything about baby John, and subsequent events have proven that to be correct. But at the time, Gardaí would not accept her story that she was the mother of baby Shane on the family farm in Abbeydorney until they went and searched, and then they came up with a theory that a second that Joanne Hayes had become impregnated by two men and that she had given birth to two twins. It took a tribunal of inquiry to knock that Garda theory and to say that that Joanne Hayes could not have been the mother of baby John.
And as we know, Pascal, it took another 35 years before she was she received an apology and so on. And we're going to come to all of that after 8 o'clock on the programme, and we'll be back to you as well, Pascal. But for now, from Kerry, thank you very much for joining us, our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.